This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
Y'all, we almost just had an absolute disaster. Mm-hmm. I was about to ask her if we were rolling, and guess what, y'all? We were not.
We weren't. I forgot an SD card. It happens. It happens.
Also, since the beginning of time, yeah. YouTube, all of the things, yeah. Whenever I've heard SD card, I've thought suck a dick card.
Oh.
Every single time, a suck a dick card.
Yeah, and I think of STDs, like an STD card.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We're in the same world of being a couple of absolute perverts.
Horny adult women.
Wow. Ooh. It's a rainy day here in LA, which absolutely sucks.
Yeah, it makes us crazy, which is, we can't say it's like a rare event anymore.
No,
like,
that's
this
the
is happening
thing.
A lot. We bought, well, Elliot bought flood stuff. For last time it rained, that didn't come until after it rained. Oh. So now we get to use it for this time it rains. You got these like sandbags, but they're flat. And when they get wet, they inflate.
Stop it. That sounds fun.
Yeah. I think they were on Shark Tank, actually. Okay. Which is very funny. But we have those because he's very Florida. So he's so used to getting hurricane proof stuff for his house that this is where he shines
now. Okay, so your house is up on a hill.
Yeah, a little
bit. So is that to like block like your sliding glass doors and stuff?
Yeah, well, it rains in our garage, like it floods in the front of our garage, so he's got tarps that he's trying to put
your pottery wheel.
I know, the pottery. Well, that's like Pete had all of his books in there and half of them got wet,
right,
before, and we had to throw a lot of them away.
Pete now, is their friend.
Yes, Pete is a friend. And now everything's in like plastic and it just puddles in the corner. It's fine.
Damn.
But we got tarps, we got sandbags, we are preparing because it shows it. No signs of stopping now.
You know, we live in Portland, mm-hmm, or in Seattle without their prices.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
My rent is rationalized by the good weather out here.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know. It's crazy. And I will say, I drove to a radiation today. I actually don't mind it because it's
really,
there's hardly anyone on the road. Everyone's sort of driving cautiously. Mm. And it's really not bad. I mean, we grew up on the East Coast. So I'm like, oh, I know. Technically, I know how to do this. It's scary and I feel like I shouldn't be out here, mm-hmm, but it's actually totally fine. I've been listening to the Rick Rubin, The Creative Act book.
So, okay, we talked about this, yeah, on the podcast, or the live stream yesterday, but is that officially the new Barflies? We haven't told the general public.
I believe it will be. The only thing I'm hesitant about is like, it is designed as a book like for creative people and artists and that sort of thing. However, I do think it's like a little bit, like some of the stuff he's talking about could be applied universally to just like aspects of life that you want to live slightly more creatively. It's really great. His voice is so soothing.
Oh, he reads his own.
He's got little gong sounds in between. A gentle gong in between each section. It's very pleasant. And in the rain, was some nice driving.
Now I want to join on,
yeah,
for this Barflies.
You would love this book. Well, first
we
of all,
we also have an Audible ad we have to read today, so this is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. We went to breakfast with a couple of friends. Mike Falzone, stand-up content creator, so fun. And he was going nuts about this book because he's like on his third or fourth read of it, because that's how like into it he is. And I've had it on my shelf forever. It's like a staple book, I think, for creative people, like one that like everyone kind of has, kind of like the Artist's Way type of thing.
Never read it.
Yeah, I never read the Artist's Way, but this is much cooler. It's a cool looking book aesthetically.
Okay.
Very fun.
Sold us. She's getting shares of the Rick Rubin book sales.
It's and also his Instagram's fun. He follows no one. He puts up one post and then he'll delete it and put up a post, delete
what
it, put up a
Gen
post.
What a Gen Z motherfucker, even though he's in his 60s or 70s.
Artist, man. It's just I buy into it. I'll take it. His success speaks for itself.
You know what? I don't like it because here's the deal. Like my nephew, I don't think he listens to this podcast, but my nephew does like look at my story and things like that, or like will like comment on something.
Yeah.
However, absolutely has zero posts.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And he's you know, like early 20s.
Yeah.
And so it makes me mad. It makes me feel like you get to just, yeah, come in here and lurk around.
Lurk, creep on it.
And I don't get to peep on you.
Yeah. I have cousins that don't post as much either. I wonder if younger people are posting somewhere else. Are they all somewhere? Where's everyone at?
Everyone posting? Because even my niece in Australia, she's the same way. Yeah. She has like one photo up of when she was like a toddler and that's it. But she's online.
Is it Snapchat? Are they on Snapchat?
Are people still Snapchatting?
I saw some ad for Snapchat that was like, this is not social media or something. It was like advertising itself for like when you're sick of social media or something. And I was like, what? Are people over on Snapchat doing things?
Snapchats are just Instagram stories, right?
I don't know.
Oh my God, we're so old.
I haven't opened my Snapchat in probably 5-6 years.
I don't have the login.
Their tagline is the fastest way to share a moment. Okay, that's all currently right. What their slogan is. But I could have sworn I saw a commercial that was like, Snapchat is an app that empowers people to express themselves, live in the moment, learn about the world, and have fun together.
Snapchat is a place to show your ding-a-ling.
That's all I know it as.
Right? I mean, maybe it's you know, legitimized since then, but I was on Snapchat very, very briefly.
Yeah.
And that's when, and there still isn't, I don't think, any link to be like, and now post this over on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
But remember, there was a minute there where it was like, you're just doing one thing and putting it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be unique to that one platform.
Yeah.
So I just got overwhelmed and I said, get out of here.
It's too much. I mean, I feel the same with TikTok. I hardly go on it. But when I do, I got a little high the other day and I, did my like once a week or once every 2 weeks open up TikTok. Then I see that you've sent me a bunch of stuff.
Hey, I gather the goods.
But then I literally, every video I'm watching, I'm like, this is great.
Yes.
I start sending to Elliot. He now has 20 videos that he's like in his office working and I'm just texting him video after video after video. And then as everyone saw, I got way down the rabbit hole of the dancing chickens. And it was like, this is perfect content for me.
And you're late on them chickens.
I'm late on the chickens.
Them chickens are probably dead by now, Grace.
I hope not. But if they are, man, they seem to have lived a good life. They wore the sunglasses without any anger, it seemed. I saw then everyone was sending me the dancers that do the impression of the chickens.
Oh.
And it's these women that are, I think, professional dancers in real life. And they do like... They're bopping
chicken
around.
Dance,
and I'm like,
chicken dance.
This is perfect. This is exactly what
I
want to see.
Here's the thing is I forget TikTok exists.
Yeah, same.
Until I'm in bed at night. And it's my favorite. It's the worst thing to possibly watch while trying to get tired.
It contains every ounce of information about everything in the entire world.
Well, but in addition to that, you physically have to keep it going or else it keeps replaying. So it's the worst thing to do, but it's what I do at night. And then I'll be cry laughing when I'm supposed to be getting night time. And it's just rough. You know what I got sucked into the other day on TikTok?
What?
It's really gross.
Oh, no. What? Is it helpful?
Not for us.
Okay.
Hoof cleaning on horses.
Sarah just sent this to Elliot and I. Her and her husband got really into it and they sent us the hoof doctor. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Hoofs are crazy.
They're
crazy.
And he's scraping. And I was like, does this not hurt?
Does this not hurt?
Is this like, because I know what, I don't want to watch pimple popping.
No, hell no.
But I was like, is this akin to that? That's the only thing that comes to mind of like, what is soothing about this? Because this looks like it's hurting this cow.
I don't want pimple popping. I don't want any kind of extraction. No.
No.
However, like, even if I have a zit.
Yeah.
I have to like look away. I have to like block it out. I have to like totally disassociate and get in there. Meanwhile, Chip would be like, let me get that over. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But I started watching and I was like, what the fuck is this? And like, I'm like about to throw up. And then I was like, oh, that's a horse hoof. And then I was like, well, I got to see it finished. You know what I mean? But then they're like, fully taking a thing and like peeling off like inches of the hoof. So I go, is this like when you see a dog and their nails are so long where
right,
it's like
clip their nails?
They don't clip them. So they're like, okay, it's just, we'll get closer to the tendon. I don't know, girl. They were pulling full like pebbles out of this hoof. I know. I'm starting to
like
get really disgusted.
I understand that it's a good service to this animal. Because we saw
what are they called?
A
farrier? It's called a farrier who puts horseshoes on horses.
Well, we were watching the guy, he was doing it to cows, And he was releasing gas pressure that was inside the hoof itself.
What the fuck?
It put a little hole in it. And like, I guess you could hear, not to that degree, though I wish. Oh, it would have been such a great opportunity for sound effects.
If hoofs farted, honey, I got a new industry.
I got to move to a farm. It was releasing gas pressure. At least that's all I could gather before I had to like stop watching it, because for some reason it gave me a really visceral reaction. But yeah, that's a new thing. It's got to be like clipping toenails.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's like if you let them go long, it's like it's not going to hurt you. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like horses aren't gonna, if you let it go, all of a sudden they're wearing platform shoes and they're like 3 feet off the ground. However, another thing I wish happened.
Yeah.
But no, all this animal stuff I'm learning on TikTok. Like, okay, I don't know. I probably told you about this. There was one time I was flying to London, and I don't remember for what, but I was flying to London, and I like get my seat from New York to there, and I'm doing those things where I'm like, well, I'll have a little wine, whatever. I'm sitting beside this woman. I start a conversation. This is over 10 years ago.
Okay.
And we're chatting for a sec, and I don't know how, but we within 5 minutes knew the same person.
Wow.
Yeah. We like both knew this documentary filmmaker.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, I've been to her house in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Like I've shared a condo with her at Sundance. Like, yeah. I know this person well. And she's like, I went to college or like whatever it was. But this woman, we talked the whole time. So I showed up to London like an absolute freak.
Yeah.
Just drink, you know, like there goes sleep. And then you're like hitting the day out of the gate. She is like specifically a horse. Like, this is not the correct term, chiropractor.
Wow.
She was like, the amount of pressure, like she's like horses and animals and dogs and stuff need to get adjusted and popped too. And then there was one night where I fell into dog chiropractic TikTok where like this guy is fully chiropractoring like pit bulls and stuff.
Oh man.
I know, I would never let him touch beans. You know what I mean? Like fly. But it's crazy like how much
that
is where it's like,
sense.
Oh right, they're getting sore too.
I mean, I feel like I need a chiropractor more than ever right now. I feel like all I'm doing is sitting hunched constantly and having, I have been curious about like the bras that correct your posture.
They say Taylor Swift wears one.
Really?
Yeah, I heard. Well, I mean, you've seen her posture on stage. It's absurd.
Yeah.
I heard she, and I honestly don't know if I'm making this up.
Okay.
But I heard that she has one of those like really strapped in. So, she, you know, because you look at Taylor Swift and you're like, that tall thing should be walking like full, you know, like
Hobgoblin. Yeah.
And she's just so back straight.
Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've been thinking that I need to get my posture fixed in some capacity just because I can feel it in my shoulders. I can feel it in my
Starting to wear.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to hot yoga right after this.
Nice.
Which will be nice on a cold day. I'm sure I'll literally do half of it. But I was in Palm Springs this past week working and with my friend Kiwi, and Kiwi was like, do you want to take like a 9 a.m. like Zoom Pilates? And I've talked about this before because I did it with her once and I laughed about like how, you know, it was just like people are barely doing it. They're having full conversations, you know.
Yeah.
But then one time Kiwi was like, I'm doing Zoom tomorrow. I was like, oh, I'll do it from my house.
Yeah.
And then she never logged on.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have weight. So I was just sitting there like with a Progresso soup can doing a lot. Anyway, we were doing it. We actually did it. Joined the class, you know, 15 late because she overslept. Got on there. And Grace, the amount of conversations that were happening that had nothing to do with Pilates.
Yeah.
Like at one point, the instructor took a call and then hung up and was like, sorry, my toilet's been clogged for 2 days. That was my landlord.
What?
I was like, and I'm just sitting there doing like crunches. Like, what is happening? So
amazing.
That's about how crazy exercise-y I've gotten.
Nice. That sounds super fun. Is everyone unmuted to like talk?
Well,
with
that's
each other?
The thing is, I was like, why can't we mute?
That I thought was like the protocol, so that like that's the point, is that it's comfortable in your own space.
You would hope so. I mean, when it was full pandemic and I was doing remote dance classes,
I would
in the chat say, can y'all mute yourself? Because I was like, I'm not trying to hear you heavy breathe your husband come home. You gotta mute it, man. Oh, okay. But here's another thing that happened on a Zoom.
Okay.
So the earlier that day, I'm on a Zoom call and it's like a like a business one, but it's like a serious one.
Yeah.
You know, just being like, and it's probably not going to work out. Like, you know, one of those. And we've been waiting to have this forever. And Beans comes over with a look in her eye. I was like, what's happening? And I'm like, oh, here it goes. She just pukes in my hand.
Oh my God.
This is at the top of the Zoom. I'm just sitting there.
You knew it was coming, so you put your hand.
You know
up.
When your dog is looking at you like a little, like a wild thing, and then she's like,
"Oh no!"
And I was like, "Well, not on our Joybird couch." And so she just pukes in my hand, and then I'm just having this serious Zoom with a tiny handful of vomit. And then she just goes back. And then tail a wagon. She goes,
she's like, I'm fine.
She goes back. And then you know what? It was like pay it forward. Uh-huh. Because that night or middle of the night, I got food poisoning. And we had another Zoom the next morning. And I vomited and then got on the Zoom. And I looked at Beans while I was walking on. I said, if I have to do this again, you better come over here and stick that paw out, bitch.
Us. So much vomit down at the Highball House.
It wasn't a hangover. It was Vietnamese food. But
oh, the worst.
Isn't that? I'm just sitting there.
Oh, Beans.
Tiny,
so
and she
polite.
Was, and she was totally fine after
you
that.
You guys are in tune with each other.
Just a real pro on these Zoomy booms.
I heard this story that is in development right now. It's ongoing.
In development.
Drama. Okay. Speaking of animal drama.
Okay.
You know about Charlotte the stingray?
Yes.
Is
she named Charlotte or she lives in Charlotte? I know she's North Carolina. My girl. That's my girl.
Stingray named Charlotte.
Okay.
In North Carolina. This is big, big drama.
I know.
So Charlotte resides in a tank at a North Carolina aquarium and she is pregnant.
She's knocked out.
However, there are no male stingrays in this facility at all. And the people that worked there found she was covered in shark bites.
Whoa, I didn't know the shark bite part. I knew there were sharks in there.
The shark bites are an indicator of shark mating. There are sharks in this tank.
Sharks bite when they fuck?
Yeah, apparently.
Damn.
I know. Fucking that's, sharks are damn, just like, can they hot. Calm down?
That's
like,
kind of hot.
Can a shark calm down for a second?
Yeah, you're like, of all the animals I don't want giving a love bite during sex,
Jesus.
It's a shark.
God,
give me a fin slap.
Do you guys ever do anything calm and normal?
Relax, bruh.
So now the caretakers are speculating who is the father of Charlotte's potential babies. So she's believed to be between 12 and 16 years old, and she is found to be carrying 3 to 4 pups.
Okay, but hold on a second. Okay,
so there's two theories here.
Yeah, that she is either evolving and she like did cell division to create her own young.
Parthenogenesis. Parthenogenesis. It literally translates into virgin birth or miracle birth.
Oh yeah.
Which I guess has happened before. It's very rare.
But has it happened with stingrays? I know it happens with tons of other aquatic creatures.
I think I don't know that it's happened with stingrays. I think it's happened with other fish or even sharks. But yeah. So their thoughts are that she hasn't been in a tank with a male ray in at least 8 years. And so it is either going to be a shark stingray,
okay,
which everyone's like, this is probably, this
not
is not
possible,
it. It's
right?
Probably going to be the parthenogenesis.
Yes.
But she literally has, she's due within 2 weeks. So
okay,
all eyes are on Charlotte to be like, what the hell is coming out of this stingray?
Oh my God.
Because I mean, immaculate conception, like Virgin Mary status that this stingray did, like, is wild in and of itself.
It's wild, but
also to have the shark bites, then if that wasn't love bites, then fucking get those sharks out of that tank.
We got assaults.
Yeah.
Here's salt water. Sorry. But anyway, okay. I know the parthenogenesis, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, when I was doing a series of videos on Instagram as Tiny Mouth talking about animals.
Yes.
I learned a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are quite a few animals that do that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But so when I look at a stingray, I go, that thing's fucking old as hell. You know, you look at a stingray, you're like, flat dinosaur. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's been around. So the fact that it hasn't learned how to like be with child without other things already.
Right.
would be shocking to me. So I would not be shocked if it was immaculate conception. I'd be way more shocked if a shark knocked it up.
Well, that's what people are. Obviously, they're like pointing to this because it's rare, but it has happened before in other situations that what do they say? Smaller cells separate from the mother's eggs.
Yes.
Are created. They then merge with the egg to create offspring. It's similar. So the offspring is similar to the mother, but not exact clones.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah. Sharks. Yeah. Which are very closely related scientifically to rays have been documented to undergo this process. Also, stingrays live typically between 15 to 25 years. I didn't realize stingrays could live up to 25 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, sharks can live to be like 100.
That's crazy. I didn't know
Can't
that.
Can't they?
I believe you. I mean, those I can't guys tell are fucking
I
crazy.
I can't. How long can a shark live? Here's the thing. With stingrays, I think they have to learn how to create their own young. Because they're not a looker.
No.
You know, like, yeah. How does one stingray look at the other and be like, I really want to slide on top of that one like another piece of paper?
I mean, they do fit pretty perfectly.
Okay, listen to this. Yeah. Most sharks live 20 to 30 years in the wild.
Damn.
But some can live farther. At the extreme end of the longevity scale, Greenland sharks... Get ready for this shit, Chris. Can live at least 272 years, making them the longest lived vertebrae in existence.
What? Where is Greenland?
It's Greenland sharks. I don't know if they live in Greenland.
Okay.
But they can. Ugh. They live at least 250 years.
That's crazy.
And maybe up to 500.
What?
Aren't you freaked out?
That's a huge gap.
You're never going in the water.
How can they say maybe 500? Like, what caps at 5? Why cap at 500?
This is from the National Ocean Service. And
wow,
look,
the fact is,
maybe they don't know. Oh, listen to this. This is kind of cool, though, because it's like a tree.
Yeah.
The age of... So they've suspected they can live a really long time, but they can't determine how long. The age of other shark species can be estimated by counting growth bands on their fins or spines like the rings of a tree.
I think we learned this.
We did already.
Remember we talked to that shark guy when we did that series? For Shark Week, and we Zoomed video chatted with the guy from like South Africa that was like that shark specialist. And he was so... amped on sharks and lovely to talk about, to talk to about sharks. I feel like he was telling us all kinds of facts and they were just flying all over the place.
But here's the thing. He also might have been drinking very early.
Who knows?
Or no, it was late there. He was in South Africa. Yeah. But here's the reason why they can't really like determine everything is because they would need to do, I guess, carbon dating, which means like interfering with a shark who you're like, don't interfere with a shark who's a couple who's older than our country.
Jesus.
And then also they like when they've actually found them, like in one of those like vehicles, little like off the, you know, in the water vehicles.
Oh, that's like
a Vespa. They usually hang out at like 700 meters under the sea and can go down to 22. So if you scare a Greenland shark, he could maybe go down there for another 50 years.
Yeah.
You ain't going to see him again.
Wow. Delicate.
Isn't that
delicate.
Crazy?
That's crazy. I have no interest in going anywhere near any of that.
I don't either. You know, there was a minute there when I was growing up where I was like, I think it'd be cool to actually see the big great whites. And then after... Oh. I had an actual mental breakdown just doing VR.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought maybe it's not for me.
Not for me. I'm okay. I'm okay with not exploring the ocean at all for the rest of my life. Like, I'm okay with that. Going in and jumping in, la, 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 frolicking in a very shallow part of it. Fine. I don't need to go any further. I don't need to go any deeper. I am A-okay.
Well, I'm excited to see what goes down with Charlotte. I think a lot of people are going to be very... Disappointed.
And it's not something crazy. But then we got to get these shark bites off of her.
Now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Has Maury Povich jumped at this opportunity to do a parody?
Right. It's right there.
I mean, come on, Maury.
It's right there.
You got to do it. Yeah. Get those shark bites out of here. Speaking of creatures.
Yes.
Did you know, this is like off the heels of Valentine's Day being last week. Did you know that Build-A-Bear does like a kind of sassy adult line?
No.
What were you nodding yes about?
I was nodding yes about, I didn't know they did a sassy adult line, but I know that they have a capybara Build-A-Bear that just got released.
I didn't know that.
Everyone's going nuts about it, myself included. I was seeing people repost it being like, this appeals to my interests. Okay.
Should we go get you a Build-A-Bear? I mean, they have one at our mall. We should go have a Build-A-Bear day and vlog it. I haven't either. Little Frankenstein freaks.
Build-A-Bear, I think, was established when I was aged out already.
Yeah, we weren't building bears. We were building relationships with men.
Yeah, I was trying to go to Limited too and just... Look at all the expensive clothes I couldn't buy.
No, I would have loved to build a bear as a youngster, but like it came out later, and I don't understand adults who have stuffed animals, which is why this is so strange to me.
Okay.
So it's, but here's the thing. Nothing is that crazy. You know what I mean? Like if you look at them, there's like, you know,
right.
There'll be some.
So this is targeted specifically towards adults.
Adults. Well, when you go on their website, Grace, you have to click and say you're over 21. Look at these bears.
Are they full of booze? What's going on?
Well, this one's holding a champ. This lion is holding a champagne bottle. Oh. We've got like some.
Whoa, why are they all in like lingerie?
It's like. It's like athletic lingerie, right?
Oh, there's an alien one. That's cute.
I know, but that one, it's not even weird. So I'm like, I guess they don't want kids to know there's aliens. Yeah. Like this one, she's wearing, she's holding a bottle of wine. This one is. Interested. It just goes, you're okay, I guess. And it's a bunny with her hand on her hips.
What the fuck? That's a negging bunny.
I know.
These are like
sexy dressed as a devil one. Oh, this one's interesting. It's a bear with a raglan that says, I like the crepe out of you. Like the French thin pancake.
So that's a French bear.
What?
There's no beret.
There's no beret. I don't understand it. You know, there's a bear who's proposing. There's a bear who's
There's a frog.
There's a couple at Mardi Gras and it's called Party Gras. And they're holding like, you know, really long drinks. I want to take you out. Things like that.
Okay.
There is additional outfits for the bears, like lingerie, if you wanted to, or like, you know, Hugh Hefner robes.
What?
This one's interesting. There is a Zaddy crop top.
What? What?
There is. So it's like, it's so funny because it's like, why are you bringing this into your brand?
It's for people
like,
that
really
like,
go for it. One or the other.
Yeah, it's a little
teens.
I mean, like, I guess you get this if you're for someone, if you're like asking them out or asking to marry them, or
if you gave me a Build-A-Bear during a proposal. They're gonna get sued by Sir Mix-a-Lot. They have a crop top that says "Don't want none unless you've got buns, hun." For your Build-A-Bear.
I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me.
Me neither.
The demo, but I'm sure, like, same with people that collect Beanie Babies. Like, I'm sure that this fits, like, a brief for
them. But Beanie Babies was an investment.
That was a financial plan.
Okay, I don't understand this, but I think you and I should go to Build-A-Bear and be like,
what is the process?
Take us to the back room.
Yeah, can you build these at Build-A-Bear?
I don't know.
Surely you can't build them in front of the children.
Well, here's the thing. How much bear are you actually building? You're not picking out legs and stuff. I think you're just watching the bear be built.
Like you're picking out the stuff, but they're filling it with stuffing and that sort of thing.
But
like
you're picking out the outfit. Right. You don't get to like choose a different stomach, do you?
I don't know.
You'd be
I want mine
to be a little thicker.
I want a zaddy. If he's going to be a zaddy, I want him to be a zaddy.
So like how much a bear do you get to build? Or are you really just dressing a bear?
I think you're just dressing a bear.
But then the kid gets to see. Also, that's kind of traumatic to be like, you want to see your new best friend while they're just unstuffed.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That is scary. But I mean, like, kids watch movies like Toy Story.
Yeah.
Right? Tell the audience we don't have children without telling the audience we don't have children.
I said, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is an Am I the Asshole thing that I saw on BuzzFeed. Unless there was more about the Build-A-Bear.
There's not more bear. There's more just random tidbits.
There's more
about my life.
I am curious about the capybara ones.
Is it spelled bear-a?
It's got to be. I'm not totally sure, but it's got to be. Okay. This was an Am I the Asshole that seemed a little polarizing that I saw just on BuzzFeed earlier, that a woman chose not to have children, but her friends still expect her to split the babysitter costs when they all go out. So basically this group of friends that has been friends like since high school, there's five of them, each have a kid except for the one woman. They do dinner about once a month, and recently the group hired a babysitter to watch their kids while they all went to have dinner. It's four kids, so it's $100 for 2 to 3 hours. So at dinner, they took turns paying for everything. Everyone generally orders about the same amount of stuff, one alcoholic drink. We split two bottles of sparkling water for the table and our entrees. It's never been a thing except after dinner, the person responsible for the week pays. I assume they all head back to the house, blah, blah, blah. Basically, when this person got home, they got a flurry of texts from the group saying that she owed $100 and asked what for. And they said to pay the babysitter.
This bullshit.
Crazy, right? Okay, that's my immediate reaction, is that that's absurd.
That's a separate pool.
Yeah, that's like insane. And that their friends were rationalizing it, that you get the pleasure of hanging out with us. This is the only way
you get the pleasure of hanging out with us.
This is insane to me. That's insane to me.
Okay, well, I know this is like, this is a Sex and the City episode and a lot more other things, but the same way where it's like, okay, well, do I get a shower gift? Like,
oh,
do I get, you know, like how
a push present?
Well, yeah, how Carrie was like, I never had a wedding. I never this or that. Yeah. Like, I'm going to start a registry. You guys pay me back for the hundreds of dollars I've invested to go to your weddings and do your things. And, and you know, like all that jazz. I think this is crazy.
I mean, the thing that
you are not the asshole.
You're not the asshole at all. And I think a lot of people are on that same side. The funny thing to me is like, these people sound particular, but then I look back at what they say they ordered. They have the same amount of stuff, one alcoholic drink, and they split two bottles of sparkling water.
Right.
For some reason, that to me stands out as like such a specifically little snobbish behavior that would make me think this group asks for you to spend money on their babysitter.
I mean, I love a sparkling water.
Of course, there's no hate against that at all whatsoever. One alcoholic drink, two bottles of sparkling water.
No. If I was doing this, I'd be like, hey, you guys, just so you know, if I'm paying for your babysitter, I'm having two extra drinks and putting my Uber tab on.
Yeah. Here. Like, I think if they're going to force you and it's going to get weird, then you say, I'm having four cocktails.
Yeah.
And you guys will just have to
deal with it.
Pay for it.
You know what? Here's the deal. As childless ladies. Sorry if this is polarizing, but there's a lot of things where I'm like, I'm doing y'all favors by not having kids. So, OK, for example, I got a text from Mary.
Yes.
Dog walker Mary, as we all know.
Yes.
The other day, which absolutely gobsmacked me.
Oh.
It was out of nowhere. She just said, and she doesn't use language that much.
Okay.
She says, except for her Christmas shirt, that's a Christmas tree that's not dressed up and one that is. And the one that's not dressed up is saying slut to the other one.
She wears this.
She wore it with pride, with probably like ornament earrings. The woman is dressed to the nines in the funniest way every day.
Amazing.
I get a text from her on Saturday that just goes, hey, did you do your taxes yet? I got fucked so hard I can't walk straight. with four puke emojis. I said, what? I couldn't believe it.
Jesus, Mary.
Joseph. I absolutely could not believe it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She must have, those taxes must have really fucked her.
I said, you're a dog walker. You can't walk.
I know. I was going to say, you should have just said, can you still walk beans?
Do I have to do another GoFundMe? Anyway, I know it killed me, but then I was
reminder to do your taxes,
right?
Everyone.
I know it's getting to that season. But so anyway, I responded with something of like, I know, like I pay a college tuition and taxes and like there's my streets are filled with potholes.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking about it too. And I was like, I also like pay taxes and like none of my kids, I have no kids to go to public school.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's little things where I'm like, where's my tax break for being childless?
There you go.
Or do you think people are going to protest us?
I mean, this is where people draw the line. This is where people were on board. And now this is what has polarized the people.
Everyone should get help for their children, but I should get help for not.
I'm disappointed that you didn't respond with an equally sexually aggressive analogy.
Here's the thing, Grace. It's a fine line.
Yeah.
Okay, I could not. All right, we couldn't go there. I also was struggling from food poisoning.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't get in there. There's too many puke emojis, and there's been too much puke in my life for the last 48 hours. But that absolutely cracked me up. But that's another thing with like, am I the asshole? Because I'm like, can I get a tax break for not? I mean,
I'm with you.
What's up?
I know. I mean, Chelsea Handler does a great job of being out there loud and proud, childless, having the best time of her life, being the most successful. And I think that's so admirable. I think it's very, very bizarre to put any financial responsibility on a friend for your children.
Insane. Insane. She's got to come back and she's got to be like, no problem. But like, I don't know, yeah, like pay for my date that's coming up, something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's a very strange friendship situation to be in. My God.
Here's a not am I the asshole, but I kind of just was.
Okay.
Is yesterday I was driving home from the grocery store.
Yeah.
From getting champagne and strawberries for our live stream.
Yes, the very dignified live streams. If sign up to our Patreon if you'd like to participate.
Hello, we have a Easter egg extravaganza coming up next month.
Your guess is as good as ours is what it's going to be about.
We don't know exactly what it will be, but we have a feeling we'll be making eggs. Anyway, I was pulling out. I was like doing a turn, going down the road, and I'm crossing an intersection.
Yeah.
And I see across from me one of those Tesla trucks.
Tesla trucks, yeah.
One of the crazy ass looking Tesla trucks that I say looks like one of those cars from the 90s you would put VHS tapes in to rewind.
Yep, 100%.
So anyway, I just don't even, it looked more tinted than I knew than it was.
Yeah.
And I literally said, holy fuck, that is ugly. And Ren realized I was making eye contact with the driver the whole time. And she made this face and I was like, whoops. Like, it's like I'm in my car and I think no one can see me.
Of course.
And I don't have tinted windows. And I looked directly at her and said, holy fuck, that is ugly.
Well, you know what? I think you're not the first person to say that.
If you're driving that, you're ready for a fight.
You're looking for attention. Right. What's the I'm looking up just so I can have the image of it. Weird Lego cars.
Yeah.
That you're like, no one is driving around in this because it's got like what, fuel efficiency?
What's the deal with them?
You're begging people to look at this car you have.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's the Yeezy shoe of automobiles.
Yeah. Yeah. And this headline says Tesla Cybertruck owners find corrosion on vehicles after rain.
Perfect.
I mean, this car is insane. How do you expect people to not look at you? This is insane.
Like, I understand that. Look, playing with the shapes of cars and things and like making stuff cool and getting a little edgy, I'm all about it. Yeah. I go to the LA Auto Show every year with Chip. It's a tradition. However, like, we're jumping too many. We're going forward like too crazy.
Yeah, this looks like I'm not seeing much good about the Tesla Cybertruck here. It says Tesla Cybertruck is a mistake turned marketing tool.
Well, the first time they tested it, remember, they were like, and these windows won't break. And then Goober had a professional baseball player throw a pitch and it shattered.
Yeah.
On stage. Anyway, I was the asshole. I felt bad. And then one other thing I want to tell you about.
Yeah.
Very quick. Is that the night I got to Palm Springs, we went out to Mr. Lyons, a beautiful, you know, steakhouse. Very old school. Last time I went there is when I saw the neurotic son from Succession. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I was very starstruck.
Wait, the Culkin?
No.
The oldest one.
Yeah, you know the one.
Yeah. God, you and I should not play. What is that game with celebrities?
Yeah. So anyway, we go and we're there before our reservation and they have like a cute little like hidden bar.
Yeah.
So, you know, the wonderful mustachioed host who we fell in love with the whole night. He was fantastic. He was like, well, ladies, you know, your table's not ready, but if you want to go get a drink, go for it. Mm-hmm. And we're wearing like big, I was wearing one of my newly rented jackets, you know, and like Kiwi's wearing basically like a shaved chimp. And we go in there and we sit at the bar and this woman beside us goes, are you guys mob wives too? And we look and it's a party of eight women on a Mob Wives theme night.
That's Mob Wives, like, aesthetic is huge right now.
Yeah, but they were doing a full costume party.
Oh my God.
And looked at us and said, are you guys doing Mob Wives too? And I was like,
amazing.
And we looked up to see eight Sopranos.
Amazing.
I was like, amazing. We said, no, this is just how we dress.
This is us trying to look cute, genuinely cute. Leaving our house.
I'm like, no, I'm just wearing a jacket I can't afford, so I rented it.
That's a great aesthetic. Lean into that.
Yeah,
I feel
I'm
like
into
that's
it.
Having a moment right now.
Absolutely.
How fun.
Oh man,
guys, big week ahead.
Yeah.
By the time you're listening to this, I will have rung the bell at Radiation. We're recording this on Monday. On Tuesday, I'm ringing the bell, which is the most fucking surreal thing possible. And I'm so excited, but it also just feels so unreal right now. Very, very, very cool. And then after that, I like am, quote unquote, knock on wood, like finished with the majority of my treatments.
Sane.
So I'm going to be a bit of a feral little whirling dervish of like not sure how to be in the world now.
You let me know if you need to me to occupy your time and celebrate. And
yeah, well, now I get to look for things to fill my time with, like stuff to do. Like we're actually like trying to do get out of the house and do stuff. I might have fatigue in the next week or two. We'll see. So still on guard for that. But yeah, holy shit.
Holy shit.
I can't believe it. It's gone so fast.
It's so amazing.
Very nervous about actually the physicality of ringing this bell.
I just thought of a way you should do it.
Okay.
While we were talking.
Okay.
I feel like in order to secure a later brand deal.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You should ring the bell and scream Liv Moss for Taco Bell. I feel like so it's an organic integration of the Taco Bell.
Why is she speaking Spanish?
Live Moss means live more. You beat cancer. I'm just saying, think about it.
Okay, you know what? That's a great first draft of an idea. There's many options. I can go full British ding dong, that woman from reality. Yeah. Makeup show.
Dong.
Ding dong. I'll tell
the
Elliot.
The cancer is gone.
I'll have Elliot wear big, thick, artsy glasses and scream ding dong next to me as I ring it. So dumb. Yeah,
anyway.
I think we're going to go more subtle than
okay,
that.
Okay, however you do it is the perfect way
hair,
to do it.
Yeah, we'll see. But,
oh, my God.
Everyone that's been so supportive and sweet this whole time, thank you so much. This is so a very exciting moment in time.
It's massive. It's a day you will remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I hope so. Unless the chemo, everything. Everything so far has been pretty unbelievable. Yeah,
yes.
This is just another moment in all these moments that are unreal.
It's and a tent pole day of your life,
big time. Big
absolutely.
Time.
Well, that got really sweet,
yeah.
And this also got weird.
Yep.